Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today is returning to music after a decade-long silence. He's tapped back into songwriting in a new way to produce his first album since 2006. His new release is called Lost Soul. Oh, we've missed you so much. Please welcome Bob Hillman.
Father, I have disappointed you repeatedly. I value criticism, but I've had it up to here. Yes, I think I've taken enough from you this year. Conversations calibrated to extinguish motivation. Some of us surrender, others persevere. Me, I think I've taken enough from you this year. Man, I really have to hand it to you. After all that negativity, I'm getting screwed. You want gratitude? Thank you, thank you, insincerely me. You inherited religion from another willing victim of incorporation. You love your career. Me, I think I've taken enough from you this year. Taken enough from you this year. Taken enough from you this year.
Bob Hillman is back on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City for this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. He's back for the first time in, wait for it, over 10 years, Bob. Welcome
over 10
back.
Years. Thank
over
you.
10 years. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
You look well, and you've been living on the West Coast all this time.
Yes, we relocated to the West Coast 7 or 8 years ago from Iowa City.
Uh-huh. Things going well?
Things are more expensive there, I have to tell you. This just in from the coast, it's more expensive there.
You live in the Bay Area. We hear that about
the
Bay.
Can I say one more thing about it since we're talking about it?
Yes.
You don't have to mow your lawn, rake your leaves, or shovel your snow.
Isn't that
especially
sad?
That last one.
But you miss it, though, don't you?
That is one example of something I do not miss.
Oh, okay. All right, Bob. Welcome back. Lost Soul, your latest album. In fact, the first album, as we mentioned at the outset, since 2006. Big Sur is a tune off the CD that we want to take a listen to, I think. You've got your guitar in hand. You're going to be doing a little solo performance for us the next hour, but we sure do want to hear what the album sounds like. Before we hear that cut, Big Sur, a little bit of it. Tell us about the album, the making of it, because you had a very well-known name in songwriting.
Yes, so one of the main reasons I made the album is that I had an opportunity to work with one of the songwriters who inspired me to become a songwriter, whose name is Peter Case. I knew of his music when I was a kid in Los Angeles and got to know him when I was in my 20s. And it was just the perfect opportunity to make a new album. I'm not sure I would have made it without him.
Okay. Let's listen to a little bit. Anything to set up this little bit of Big Sur that we're going to listen to?
Not really. It's about that one of the most beautiful places in the world where you go to step out of the complicated life that you lead.
Okay, let's listen. Big Sur from Bob Hillman's latest album. Big Sur, off of Bob Hillman's newest album. Not only his newest, but it is being released today.
Today is the official release date of the album.
So we're honored to have you on your first day of your release. And yeah, okay, very good. Let's go back to music, live music in this case. Did you want to pick up with that song too?
Yeah, I'm just going to play that song. I really wanted to hear the recorded version of it because the album sounds so different from what I sound like just playing by myself. So now that you have a flavor of that, I'll just play the song.
Okay, Bob Hillman, Lost Soul. This is Big Sur, performed live at the Java House.
In Big Sur, on a cliff somewhere, in a tent, my pied-a-terre with its four non-existent walls and a view of a waterfall. Shall I walk 20 miles today, step by step, the old-fashioned way to ascend? In the end, aware of the earth and the ocean air. On the beach, tracking harbor seals with a book and a simple meal, single words, lines of poetry set the scene. Unexpectedly, there are roads in and out of here, but for now I will disappear in the shade of a redwood tree, as if time were ignoring. Leo Nikolaevich Tolstoy knew everything there is to know about you. Emotional makeup, political views, everything there is to know about you. Down to the quivering lip and the look in your eye when your father died and you couldn't quite say what you wanted to say, but you touched his hand and he knew you were there. He knew you were there. Epic poetry, old folk songs, gargantuan themes, impossibly long, war and peace and right and wrong. Gargantuan themes, impossibly long. Anna Karenina, the ill-starred lover, speaks to me. She draws a breath and whispers my name. I'm exactly the same as a Russian count in 1823, and she's exactly like me, exactly like me. Leo Nikolaevich Tolstoy knows everything about last night, I suppose. The open hearts and the words we chose. Everything about last night, I suppose. First 5 years of circumstances loosen their grip. Foreign words on your lips, my lips on your words, definitions blur, and we're something else, maybe destined to be. We were destined to be, destined to be.
Thanks, you guys. We were not destined to be, like, at all. So I moved to Iowa City because my wife went to the Iowa Writers Workshop. In an interesting precursor to that, my girlfriend before my wife went to the Iowa Writers Workshop. And Ben and I have talked about this on the radio a number of times before, I know. I guess my old rap still holds up. Why change it? Is my attitude about it. Anyway, I wrote this song like in the first week of her writer's workshop experience when she felt intimidated by all the other talented people. Fighting for her life in Iowa, she can go anywhere she wants to. With the Future Legends Typing Club, she can go anywhere she wants to. They were reading Faulkner, but he was not hard enough. They were thinking carefully and writing down their thoughts to please us. She can go anywhere she wants to, anywhere she wants to be here. She looks out on 50 miles of corn. She can go anywhere she wants to. In the city clothes she's always worn, she can go anywhere she wants to. With the falling leaves, the stalks turn ugly, old and brown. Anyone might think it was neglect or never meant for harvest. She can go anywhere she wants to, anywhere she wants to. She wants to be here. Overthinking, underdrinking, no one's chasing skirt. Only waiting, calculating, how much time till they hit pay dirt. There's a holy circle and a fire. She can go anywhere she wants to. Celebrating poetry for hire. She can go anywhere she wants to. Someone cried Virginia Woolf, and finally she broke down. Annie Lamott, sure, the wolf was big and bad and in sheep's clothing. She can go anywhere she wants to, anywhere she wants to. She wants to be here. She can go anywhere she wants to, anywhere she wants to. She wants to be here. She wants to be here. She wants to be here.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Bob Hillman on our stage after a very long absence, a decade-long absence. He had a new album out, also first one he's put out in a decade. After a string of albums you put out in the late 90s, the early 2000s, what, three albums then?
Three albums, starting in 99, I think.
Mm-hmm. Touring the U.S., also some European touring?
Yes, a couple of European tours.
Mm-hmm. And now you're back in action, back in Iowa City, though still based in the Bay Area.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned Peter Case, the producer on this album, leader of the Plimsolls. How did you come to meet him? Did you find him, have to court him, or did you just... Is this a good story?
It wasn't as romantic as that.
Okay.
Peter Case blew me away when he played solo acoustic at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Los Angeles in the late 80s, maybe it was the early 90s. He had gone from being a rock guy in the Plimsolls to being an unplugged guy who had rock spirit. And he opened up a set of possibilities for me that I didn't know existed. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 10 years... I sent him my first batch of demos to a address on the back of his CD. And he called me on the phone.
Really?
A couple weeks later, he just called me on the phone. We had an answering machine. He called me and left an answering machine message.
I hope you still have it. It's probably worth something.
I doubt it. I could get him to record another one. Now we're pals. So that started about like a 20-year intermittent correspondence. Mm-hmm. But he moved up to the Bay Area. He'd been in Los Angeles for many years, and he moved up to the Bay Area, which sparked an idea for me. I thought, well, I have, you know, 30 songs, 40 songs from the last few years that have something good about them. I wonder if Peter would be interested in working with me on them. Uh-huh. And what's funny about that is initially he was interested, but then he told me to go back and woodshed some more. He told me to go work on my songs some more. And so for a year or so, I did that. And finally, yeah, I was up to his standards, and we pulled the trigger.
Okay. You said earlier that this new CD, this new album, wouldn't have been made without his work. In what way do you mean that? What did he bring to the project besides making you get it done?
Right. He's a very committed producer. We spent a lot of time on pre-production. We would meet at one of the other's houses, and we would work on the songs and talk about arrangements. He worked with me on coming up with a vision for the album, and perhaps most importantly, he hired the right musicians to execute the vision. Musicians I certainly didn't know. Mm-hmm. And in the studio, he went from being sort of tough, like he was in pre-production, hey, consider rewriting that bridge type of toughness, to a great cheerleader who I think was just trying to get the best performance out of me that he could.
Mm-hmm. Bob Hillman with us this hour on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. You can find more about Bob's music and his touring, bobhillmanmusic.com, Lost Soul, his release in 2016. So glad to have him back. Let's go back to music. He's got guitar in hand in front of a very grateful audience here at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, your old stomping ground. Glad to have you back, Bob.
Very much my old stomping ground. I'm going to do the title song from the album, Lost Soul.
A new life, minus one, could have been wife. Lost soul, formerly known as the soul, living with you in a blue state, too little too late. Escalate, somebody cries. Lost soul, formerly known as the soul, living with you in a blue state, too little too late. I wanted to talk, but we couldn't talk. Maybe we missed our window. Here's to our health, I'd say to myself, passing you in the hallway on the way to the bath. Stammer, shiver, brutal winter. Paralyzed, I didn't know what to do or where I could go. Lost soul, formerly known as the soul, living with you in a blue state, too little too late. Something port of Montreal, the incidental poetry of sailors, syncopated rhythms in the middle of the night, the understated melody of morning, the early education of the artist incomplete, the young Leonard Cohen on St. Catherine Street. Lo, the glow of lights and ladies of the night, physical and otherworldly visions. Blessed are the virgins, said the virgin through his teeth. Even the profanity is sacred. Languages, including his, may soon be obsolete. The young Leonard Cohen on St. Catherine Street. While the early evening suffers you to sleep, listen for a solitary figure, the lightning crack of footsteps in a quiet neighborhood, the enigmatic rumble of the harbor. Some of us, the curious, are going out to meet the young Leonard Cohen on St. Catherine Street. What's your problem? Are you never satisfied? You assured us, but apparently you lied. These outrageous demands are about all I can stand. Want your own limousine? I'll replace you with machines. Cut it out and get your ass back in the van. Never knew you for a prima donna man. We have changed, people do. I prefer the ingenue to the cold drama queen. I'll replace you with machines. Synthesizers, futuristic toys from the days of human leagues and pet shop boys, an assortment of blips always at your fingertips, and a plasma screen. Your departure would reveal a gaping hole in the fabric of our badass rock and roll. We are not, after all, pretty boys in shopping malls. In your wildest dreams, I'll replace you with machines.
I'm gonna do a California song with Midwestern roots. You will see what I mean in the first verse. You recall one of the all-time greats, 6'9" guard out of Michigan State. Superstar right out of the gate. Irvin Magic Johnson. How many of you have heard of his arch nemesis, Larry Bird? Even Celtics fans preferred Irvin Magic Johnson. The dribble drive, the no-look pass, the racial lines,
the social class. Larry Bird was never a mystery. Great competitor, yeah, but he was never up against HIV. Irvin Magic Johnson. Life is good in the NBA. Good, that is, as long as you play the game as it was meant to be played. Irvin Magic Johnson. The rapid rise, the mighty stall. They hang around and hit the wall. A sneak attack, an unfair call, and that's the end of basketball. Step right up, cast aspersions here. Watch the athlete disappear under the weight of hate and fear. Irvin Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson.
I'm actually writing a new basketball song about Steph Curry. It's not ready for performance yet, but I think it has potential.
Existential crisis. I'm not naming names, but every day without her is pretty much the same. Every day is a special occasion when Allison's part of the equation. She, a leader, leads me gently through the dark to a surfing beach or an amusement park. Every day is a special occasion when Allison's part of the equation. Somehow I am funnier slash likelier to laugh when I'm in the presence of my so-called better half. Aware of and excited by the possibilities. Come home, please. I know what you're thinking, buddy, get a grip. Utter devastation, it's a business trip. Take my medication, meet up with a friend, talk about my feelings, but do not descend. Every day is a special occasion when Allison's part of the equation. Allison's part of the equation. Allison's part of the equation. Come home. Come home. Please come home. 10 feet tall, bathed in blue. I couldn't help but be impressed by you. But backstage, late at night, you're merely mortal like the rest of us. What we think we know, so-called second sight, the misleading glow of artificial light. Cutting edge, bel esprit, critical darling, and deservedly insecure, on the fence, wary of disappointing longtime fans. What we think we know, so-called second sight, the misleading glow of artificial light. Fighting disappointment, trying not to care. Somehow disappointment hangs heavy in the air. In my life, I can be caught up in questions of identity. Dressing up, talking tough, as if appearances define a man. What we think we know, so-called second sight, the misleading glow of artificial light.
The Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Fresh Boot performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been in the business since 2001. Most of our shows are recorded before a live audience, as this one is, before a live audience at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. We love being here, being hosted by the Java House. Find us most Fridays, Friday afternoons at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Find out about future shows and also about our broadcasts and our podcasts. That's right, you can download the entire hour of this performance with Bob Hillman and many other performances by going to iowapublicradio.org and searching for Java Blend. Bob Hillman has a new album. It's called Lost Soul. Find out more about that at bobhillmanmusic.com. Bob Hillman, probably the only songwriter who's ever written a song about Irvin Magic Johnson, do you think?
I'm not aware of any others.
Right. Okay. Well, this is quite an amusing song.
Thank you.
Have you ever met Magic Johnson?
No, I haven't met him, but I did try to get him to listen to the song via the Twitter, and I failed.
He didn't respond. No.
No response from Magic.
Bob Hillman, let's go back to music. We have a time for 3, 4, 5 more. I'm not sure,
okay,
but let's go back. What are we going to hear now?
Well, I'm going to do this song called Bad Business. I'm not going to say so much what it's about.
Okay.
Let's hear a little bit of it first.
It's late unexpected and your friend behind the bar listens. Well, there's time to tell him why you're where you are. Move your lips and train your eyes. The deep connection justifies the price of admission. The cost of doing business. The risk of exposure.
That's off your latest album.
That's like the rock version of it with the industrial loop.
Something to mention about your new album, Lost Soul, is that you have all the musicians playing at the same time. This is rare at this day and age.
I know. It's funny. You would say a statement like that, and it would be surprising to people. But, of course, the way we record these days is often that one person plays at a time.
Right.
Maybe you record with a bass and drums at one time and then overdub everything else. I've always done my singing completely separately from all of the musical tracks, but the Peter Case approach is to try for a visceral performance. And so I sat there and sang and played along with the entire band and replaced nothing at the end. We had some takes to choose from, four or five takes usually to choose from, but the vocals are basically live vocals. And if you've never done live vocals before, you wonder if you can do it, because when you overdub your vocals, you can stop and start and work on specific syllables, even if you want, for an hour. And by the way, you do. I was surprised at the extent to which I was able to deliver complete vocals. They're not perfect, but I do think that we get a more visceral performance out of it.
Does adrenaline have something to do with it? The fact that you've got all these people playing around for you and you feel something different than if
there might be something like that. You get caught up in the magic of the moment for sure. And at the beginning, there's a little bit of fear to drive you along.
Okay. Bob Hillman, let's go back to music and hear more. Are we going to hear something recent or from your past?
I'm going to do the acoustic version of that electric song we just listened to.
All right.
It's later than expected and your friend behind the bar listens. Well, there's time to tell him why you're where you are. Move your lips and train your eyes. The deep connection justifies the price of admission. The cost of doing business. The risk of exposure. Bad business. Bad business. Home is where the heart in parts dissembles and resents. Having been receiving insufficient sustenance, seek attention, empathy can trigger muscle memory, the price of admission, the cost of doing business. The risk of exposure. Bad business. Bad business. A primitive decision in an ordinary dive could become the one defining moment in your lives. Fight the power, seize the day, but then of course it's hell to pay the price of admission. The cost of doing business. the risk of exposure. Bad business, bad business. The mystical power of moonlight, the wail of prevailing winds, a bottle of wine with our oldest friends. You started drinking again. I watched you cradle your wine glass, anxiously gripping the stem. Sinews engage, your elbow bends. You started drinking again. You ran your mouth and broke a glass, accused our friends of having no class, insisted on driving them home, but alas, you ransacked the house but could not find the keys. Are you looking for these? A once in a lifetime occasion, or so you swore up and down. So it begins, I know how it ends. You started drinking again. You started drinking again.
So, one about adultery and one about alcoholism. It was a lot of fun to write those, I'll tell you. I have this friend, you know what I mean? In this case, it's really true. There's a long tradition in the singer-songwriter world of appropriating the problems your friends have for your own songs. You just change like one name and it's all good. Like, no one will notice. Pretty safe out there in the songwriting world. People aren't paying as much attention as you think. Or they're just like applying it to some metaphysical notion. You know, they're like really taking the words and running. All right, we're going to do a few more here. I want to do this important song in my repertoire because it has extremely specific Iowa City content. Is everyone familiar with Kirkwood Street just down there? Yeah, everyone knows it. Why do you know about it? You'll remember that Kirkwood Street is basically the red light district of this city. And there used to be a bar there called Kitty Hawk. That place is closed, right? Kitty Hawk? It's gone, right? And yet it figures into this song, and so it lives on.
At your house, talking to the big mistake, while you complicated matters at the farmhouse late Saturday. Why do you play the game as if you were born and bred in the red light district of Iowa City? Two dirty bookstores half-heartedly compete on a lonesome stretch of Kirkwood Street. Smaller cities offer fewer opportunities to engage in semi-ethical activities. No excuse for wanton abuse of young men liable to lose their heads in the red light district of Iowa City. Directly across from a legendary local bar, named for the Wright brothers, you remember who they are. Visionary thinkers, dedicated pioneers, who pursued a single... enterprise for many years. They engineered a pivotal flight like you, whose paramours up and fled to the red light district of Iowa City. Iowa City. There's also the adult superstore on Highway 80, which I had completely forgotten about until I drove by it this morning. And then there's the outlets. It's all coming back to me, people. 7 years in Iowa, it's all coming back to me, but especially the red light district of Iowa City.
Finishing up the hour with Bob Hillman, the Red Light District of Iowa City, a favorite of this crowd, a favorite of, I assume where you perform, it's just a favorite. It's probably a favorite outside of Iowa, people who don't even know Iowa
City. It is an international hit, Ben.
Will anybody be covering it in the near future?
It could be. I could hear it being a country kind of hit song or maybe something in the hip-hop realm.
Okay.
I think that's the direction for
we'll
it.
We'll watch for it. Want to thank our on-site sound engineer, Jim Davies, Phil Moss, our technical producer and assistant producer, Mitch McAndrew. I'm Ben Kiefer. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Bob Hillman back with us after an absence of over a decade, and we're so glad he stopped by at the Java House in downtown Iowa City to, on the day that this new album is officially released, Lost Soul, now put out in March of 2016. We wish you luck with this album.
Thank you.
Do you have, very quickly, before you go into the final song, do you have different goals this time around that you did 10 years or more ago?
I really do. I'm in a different, very different place in my life. I have young kids. I'm not going to go on the road like I used to. I just want to get the music out there. I'm not as interested in the commerce piece of it. It's about the, it's very, very, I have very pure objectives this time around. That's what I tell myself.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. Bob Hillman. Let's thank Bob one more time and have his, have him take us out with one more tune. Thanks, Bob.
This one's from an old album.
Here we go again, Valentine's Day. Mighty big hurt, put it away. Put it away, heart on your sleeve. Take it downtown, where it can breathe. Where it can breathe, smoky perfume. Comforting scent of a dark room. Of a dark room. Of a dark room. This is how it is, me and my accomplices. Here is everything, broken down bars, circle of friends, Rock and roll stars, rock and roll stars, where are they now? Here in this room, all over town, other folks too. But I can't stop wishing for you, wishing for you, wishing for you. This is how it is, me and my accomplices. Who has had to bear the heaviest blow? Devil may care, God only knows, God only knows. Some of us guess we could be wrong, nevertheless, nevertheless, we are here now, speaking in tongues, sorting it out, sorting it out. This is how it is, me and my accomplices. Steady as she goes, we can go far. Matter of time, young as we are, young as we are, older than some, holding our own, having more fun, having more fun, running away from a big hurt. Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. This is how it is, me and my accomplices and my accomplices.
Thanks a lot, you guys.